You're telling me that the king of a third world country runs around in a bulletproof cat suit? Why don't you ask him yourself? Because he's right outside. Bingo.
My king.
Stop it.
The Black Panther lives.
A war is coming.
That damn car. Watch me
do my... Hello, everyone, to another movie podcast.
Bonus.
Thank you, Ralph. Thank you for giving us this.
I do it every other bonus.
Every other bonus.
Or so.
Yeah, actually, I don't know if this is the right odd.
It's not. Okay. It's like completely.
This is the first time you're listening. What we do here, Ralph and I will review a bonus episode that we choose every month.
Yeah, fuck you, Luke.
A movie that comes out every month. Sometimes Luke is involved.
I already said fuck you.
I know. I'm saying something. Just for
he's listeners. Not going to listen. This is the best part.
Right. He doesn't. Which, by the way, he never gave a shit about the last one. We
never did
shit about it because he never
did because he didn't listen.
Yeah,
that's what he gets.
That's what he fucking gets. Anyway, what we do is that we choose a movie that comes out every month, you know, a contemporary movie, usually a big movie or a critically darling movie, something like that.
Something and usually pretty obvious that we should pick, unless if there's slim pickings.
Right, right.
If there's slim pickings, we just pick something like The Snowman.
Right. Right. Then that's a pretty good example.
That's a pretty good example.
So what we do is that we do that, and then we offer as a bonus episode, in addition to our regularly scheduled programs, to people who donate, you know, local podcasters like ourselves, any amount of money to our website, which you can find at otherpodcast.com. Anyone who does that gets that bonus episode for that month. If not, it comes out to the general public 5 months down the road, which is where you're probably listening to us right now, 5 months later. That's why the movie release, when you're watching, you're like, huh. They were in Black Panther like in August, you know, right. Or whatever, 5 months.
When it already made $2.5 billion?
Right, right. So, like, that's how it comes out. We were reviewing it as in February, but, like,
yeah.
But still, like, it comes out 5 months later.
I think it already made, it broke records, obviously. We already knew that. Even broke records, I think, second week it came out?
Yeah, it broke a lot of little records. A lot of, like, little.
Yeah, sure. It's also February release, so. Not that many records to break in February.
Right. And Deadpool broke it last. This one broke it for recent. Some other movie will break it later.
Yeah.
So whatever. Yeah.
Bound to happen.
Right.
Especially
exactly.
If prices go up.
So I chose Black Panther for a lot of reasons. One, because, you know, February happens to be our vacation month, you know, after a long, grueling top 10 shows stuff in January. So, and I figured with the Oscars coming up, we just like, oh, we can just take it easy and just pick this big movie that clearly is the one movie this month everyone's going to see.
Yeah.
That'll be a bonus. And then
sure.
Proceed.
I mean, not only is everyone seeing it,
mm-hmm.
It's just blown up everywhere. Social media.
Right. Right.
It's the movie that everyone's talking about. This is a movie that people like who don't go to the movies watch this movie.
Yeah, this is one of those.
That's what it sounds like. That's what
no,
it sounds
yeah,
and feels
this
like.
Is exactly what
yeah,
that
like
is.
You're gonna talk to somebody end of this year, 2018.
Right.
They're gonna be like, what movies did you see? And Black Panther's gonna be the one of them. Yeah. If not,
out
maybe
of 10.
out of three. Like, come on, let's be realistic. A lot of people don't go to the movies.
I feel like I don't have the pulse of the nation like that. I can't say for sure. It feels like you're right, but I don't know.
I feel like if you go to the movies, you go at least 1 through 10 times throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're that person who just doesn't go to the movies at all, you're that guy who watches at best 3 movies in the year. At best. And that's new movies, and that's you're lucky if you went to the theaters to see that movie in theaters.
Well, also with, you know, a lot of social media.
A lot of people just wait.
A lot of, like, Netflixing and stuff and VOD. I mean, they'd be surprised. They probably have seen a lot of movies that came out the year.
Yeah.
But, like, only when they were on a VOD and shit.
Right,
which
yeah.
is a lot of movies. I mean, honestly, we could take a 5-month break from podcasting and come back with movies that had come out from that year, all on VOD and rental. We could just rent everything. We don't have to go to the theaters at all.
Yeah.
Right? And just enjoy our time.
That is
that
very
way.
True, yeah.
Right. Obviously, that's not possible. It's not going to happen. But I'm saying... we could do that. Anyway, it's an interesting topic that smarter people than us have had. So I'm not going to touch that one just yet anyway. But anyway, let's get into our show, Ralph, because we're only reviewing one movie. What movie is that? Did we say earlier?
Black Panther.
Right. I've been calling it?
Blanther.
Thank you. Wow, you totally humored me. Why did you do it?
I don't know.
You're so unlike
I
you.
I really don't
you
know
never
why
do
I
that.
Did it. I even made a face when I did it
because yeah,
I didn't want to do it.
I saw it.
But I did it anyway.
You know how that worked? It's confidence. I just said it confidently as if you were going to do it no matter what.
Anything. Yeah, I think I needed to say it just because it's ridiculous and you need to say it. It needed to be said.
I guess so. All right, let's get into this movie called Black Panther right now. T'Challa, the king of Wakanda, rises to the throne in the isolated, technologically advanced African nation. But his claim is challenged by a vengeful outsider who was a childhood victim of T'Challa's father's mistake. That is a pretty good summation, I believe, of the main plot of goings on of Black Panther. Roth, actually, I should say who wrote and directed this movie. This is co-written by Ryan Coogler, written by Joe Robert Cole. Just those two, and then obviously based on
Stanley Ryan Coogler, Fruitvale Station,
right, and Creed,
which
the director,
big movie for me too. Yes,
although I think you did it did hit you more than me.
I think it did hit me more than me. Yeah, this is starring Chadwick Boseman, Michael B. Jordan. By the way, Chadwick Boseman is not a new and up and coming actor, guys. In case if you didn't know, he's been in many things before.
Oh yeah, many things.
Many things. Lupita Nyong'o, Danai Gurira, or I think that's how you say her.
Gurira. I think. Okay, maybe.
Martin Freeman, white guy. Daniel Kaluuya, Letitia Wright.
Letitia. There's a IA at the end.
Oh, there is Letitia. No, but is it Tisha like that?
Letitia, yeah.
Letitia, Tisha, right?
You want to say Letitia?
No, it's Letitia. But yeah, what did
Letitia.
You say?
I said
not Letitia, because that's with a C.
Letitia. Okay, that's gonna be great.
Awesome,
Miss Wright.
Sterling Brown, Wright. Winston Duke, Angela Bassett, the Whitaker,
the Wits,
Andy Serkis.
I want to say Florence Kasumba for sure. She's good.
Mm-hmm. I could keep going forever.
Yeah, a lot of actors. Okay. A lot of them I've seen. Oh, wait, I want to mention this guy. Danny Sapani. He's a border tribe elder. One of the background. Like, not even supporter. It's like supporter.
Sure.
He is amazing in Penny Dreadful. He plays one of the main cast in Penny Dreadful. Unfortunately, he dies in season 2. But he is really good in that show.
And also, Stan Lee's in this movie. So,
Well, the doy.
Yeah, that's just obvious, though.
All right, so carry it on. What do you think of this movie? What's going on?
I'm going to put it in this way to reference. This is Marvel's Speed Racer. As in, it's the most colorful movie that Marvel has made. And it's a really good thing because everything is, even the Black Panther is colorful, even though he's wearing black. What's it called? They do a really good job of using colors and using everything that is with how technically the tribe of or the nation of Wakanda would have been growing and everything. They keep everything, even though they're from their roots, even though they're super technologically advanced. But the world doesn't know. And it looks beautiful. It's a beautiful, beautifully shot movie. You gotta love when CG looks amazing, and by God, does it look amazing in this movie because they use the fuck out of CG. They have to. This make believe on 99% of the shit that's in this movie. It's interesting though. It was a really, really cool movie. I had a really fun time watching it. My son, who's 4 years old, and I took to the movies with, usually doesn't sit for movies. And he likes it, but, you know, if it's not interesting for him, like a cartoon, he gets bored. Mm-hmm. He liked this movie. Like, he was watching it. He liked the colors. He was pointing out all the colors. He was seeing stuff, and he was like, oh, my God, that guy's hurt. And I was like, wow, you're actually into this movie. This is really cool. Obviously, he's getting a little older, so he's enjoying movies more.
Daddy, his psychology is breaking down.
he did not go that far.
No?
Okay. No. But my little brother did. No. Anyways. it was a really fun movie to watch. Super awesome. My theater was packed even on a Monday. We can get into things, I guess, soon.
Yeah, but, for sure.
It was a really cool ride.
Yeah, this movie is it's a lot of fun. It does a lot of things right that other Marvel films or even superhero films in general don't generally do right. And I think this is the main power I feel about this movie in this era of superhero and the MCU movie thing. Is that this is the only movie I can think of for a long time, anyway, since Phase 1, if you want to call it that, that feels like you didn't have to watch any other Marvel movie to understand what's going on.
Agreed. They do a really good job of keeping everything in house.
That's actually a story point of the movie, is to be secluded, because Wakanda is secluded from the world. It's a plot point, and it makes it a staying power. You can watch this movie. Not be a superhero.
What I think this movie does really well also for the universe itself is that you can have these standalone movies, and you can have such a great supporting cast and have all of these amazing people, because they're supporting cast to everybody. In a Captain America movie, they're supposed to be supporting cast for all of these people. Right. And they did a good job in the first one, you know, with his elite group of people, right?
Yeah.
But they're all dead afterwards, you know, because time.
Time, bro.
Yeah.
It's a bitch.
And this movie, I think, that does a really great job of highlighting all of the supporting roles that in a Marvel universe you almost can't get. In an Avengers movie, you can never get, for example. In an Iron Man movie, we never really got, except for those two major roles, right? Or three major roles, which I know those are his main supporting units, but everybody else is non-existent almost.
Right.
And in this movie, you see that it's the nation of Wakanda. It's not just necessarily...
It feels like a community thing. It feels like a giant clockwork of people working for themselves. You know, working for their glory and their success. It feels that way for sure. That's a big positive. Another big positive is that somehow this is the closest Marvel has ever gone, or even any superhero has ever gone, to making it look like a James Bond movie. Like a lot of stuff.
A little bit, yeah.
There are scenes that are straight out of fucking Q's factory where they're showing gadgets.
I swear, yeah, they are.
Yeah. And I'm like, dude, someone hotter is fucking saying it. Letitia, with the whole name we can't pronounce.
Yeah.
She's the sister in the movie. But she's saying all these things, these gadgets, and showing it off and shit. And like, I like the idea also that a lot of the technology is subtle. Some of it, obviously, they point it out. But a lot of it's subtle, like in the background, like the opening when he's like seeing the hologram of the view screen below. It's all like the sand thing.
Yeah.
And like, just, they don't have to explain anything. It's cool. And what I like about all that is that it shows that there's technology came from them originally in the way that the movie is portraying. Like, they didn't think of TVs the way we thought of TVs, because that's a separate set of people that thought of invented TV.
Yeah, exactly.
And they did it their own way, in their own manner.
Right.
And it looks like it was thought of by a different species, a different set of people altogether, separated from the rest of us.
Yeah, well, they were secluded.
They don't have iPhones. They have whatever's better, but it's different even remotely what an iPhone will look like, because they never thought of an iPhone that way.
Yeah.
Like, of a phone to be that way.
Yeah.
So, like, I love those details in that movie. Shows a lot of the progress of these people. And you know, I understand also the best power, politically speaking, of course, we can't deny it, is the fact that it's a black-centered film. It's like all black cast about their best that they can offer.
Yeah.
And it's a
black cast with two hobbits.
Right, it's a black cast with two hobbits. And I love the idea of, like, much like Wonder Woman, I think I said some of this at the time, how Wonder Woman is a big, much-needed heroine in the superhero movies for little girls.
Correct.
This is the same thing for, you know, black boys and black girls. I think it's perfect for that kind of thing. Or you're just anyone who was a minority in any sense.
Sure.
And I think the movie works well in those regards, treats it very fairly. The main character, T'Challa, is not a perfect guy. He makes mistakes. He has pride.
Sure.
Same thing with the bad guy. The bad guy is one of the very few that you can sympathize with, who's played by Michael B. Jordan, which seems like Ryan Coogler will never not work with him, which is great. I want him working together all the
time. Michael B. Jordan is a great actor.
Yeah, he's a great actor. And if you've seen him only in that show, what was that show's name? You know what I'm talking about?
No. But I'll pull it up for you.
It's one of those NBC shows or something. He was in season two, I think. He dated one of the white girls in the show. I don't know. But if you've only seen him like there, you don't really know the potential of this guy. And also, he was in Chronicle, right? He played the fourth lead in Chronicle, I want to say, or the third lead. Anyway, he's always been a great actor, and I'm glad that him and Ryan Coogler have, like, fucking paired up all this time. And I hope they do more movies together, because Ryan Coogler also has because I was worried, Ralph. I was worried that a lot of things would go awry. Like, I feel like this movie was going to be painfully bland. Like, they would take out all the spark out of Ryan Coogler's work in the past, maybe, like, you know, for making a big picture like this. So I was worried a bit about that. I think there are some quibbles I have about that in regards to the action adventure part of this movie. that I think kind of fails and it has a few missteps. But besides that, I think the movie thematically, acting wise, structurally, and aesthetically, all those things, I think they mesh super, super well in an original way. Yeah. I said too much.
Yeah, no, but I agree. And the two hobbits, one is Gollum, by the way. Anyways,
Andy Serkis, yeah,
yeah, right. In case if you were wondering,
he plays the apes guy.
Yeah, right. He does a lot of CG stuff. Name.
Yeah. Anyway, you continue.
He does a lot of the CG. Yeah, a lot of the CG movements for all those.
Oh yeah, he's really a big proponent of CG of motion capture.
Yeah. I mean, good for him. He's bonkers also.
Yeah, he's bonkers.
Fucking bonkers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. It's great movie. Pushing a lot of boundaries on its own. Much needed too. So,
I mean, it's funny because the movies like this have existed, you know, from like
right. We've had black superheroes, sure,
definitely.
We just didn't like have
Blank Man.
Blank Man is one of the. You know what?
I bring up Blank Man,
and people look at me and they're like, "Man, that don't count." And I was like, "Why doesn't it count?" Yeah. It was just a comedy part. Like, it was just funny to watch also.
Right. The guy was inspired by comic books. He wanted to create his own.
Exactly.
That's right. We create this thing.
Big one is Blade. People bring up Blade. Wesley Snipes.
Blade, totally, yeah.
The big difference here, obviously, is that we haven't had a black superhero since the Marvel Universe came out, since this MCU thing came out.
Right.
And that's a big thing because, obviously, superhero movies are just the last decade.
And also treating it like that, well, it's just that the idea there's a nation, like you know, the way Africa is depicted in our real world is the way they fake predict, you know, they fake show it in this one in the Marvel universe, where they think it's poverty ridden, just dusty, everyone's starving, AIDS galore, you know, you think
Right, we give them a seat at their table, but we don't really take them into consideration.
Right.
And that's like the big thing. And obviously, like in the movie or in the universe of the Marvel, is that the Wakandans keep themselves.
Wakanda's Hogwarts for black people.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that they keep themselves part of the world, but they don't affiliate. They're part of the world because they're a nation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's their face. Everything else is just like, listen, man, we're just farmers. Like,
what's the Hispanic Hogwarts?
There's nothing. Yeah, Tijuana? I don't know.
Tijuana? No, I don't want to go there.
I don't know.
You just gave me the worst one.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that is.
We'll just take back the United States.
I don't know what that is. Is Casablanca in?
That's in Morocco, bro.
That's.
I think.
There you go. I've never seen the movie.
Oh my God, watch the movie.
Never going to watch it.
Okay, anyway. I want to get into spoilers because we haven't talked anything about the plot, but what did you think of the acting and the plot in general before we get into spoilers?
Yeah, before we get into spoilers. So I still think the biggest problem in Marvel movies is the villain.
Okay.
The big problem I have with the movie, and I just basically the only problem I have in the movie, is we get our backstory and we get our stuff from another character and not our villain. And the drive for him, we just have to let it be that it was the same drive that was from his, you know, that he got from his predecessor.
His father?
Yeah, his father. Okay. Like, that's the drive for him doing everything on top of the training that he has and all the stuff, you know, that kind of coincides. But we get it as an expose from the one, like, main white guy in the movie about, like, this guy's why he is who he is. And this is, you know, like, we get, like, the backstory almost from him, or, like, the other reason why.
Well, it makes sense, you know, he was, he was part of the CIA, which is what he is.
Sure. Yeah. No, it does make sense. Like, it doesn't not make sense, right? But what I'm saying is that you could have spent that time, like, getting it from our villain. And they sort of do it, but they kind of don't, because they're like, oh, we already mentioned them once. Like, now we're going to let it, you know.
I see your point.
That's my problem. It's still just the villain, although it's still a way better villain than other movies, than other Marvel Universes movies.
I was so worried they're going to do the same thing, because standalone, like the first standalone movie, it's always like, and it's always like the same power that superhero gets. It's like they have to fight the same thing.
Sure.
Iron Man 1, he has to fight a slightly bigger version of Iron Man himself. Like Ant-Man, he has to fight the same Ant-Man guy with a different suit with extra limbs on it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the same exact bad guy with slight difference.
Yeah.
Well, and it's just so boring.
Yeah. Even the kind of the last fights, kind of also a little meh. Nothing super fantastic.
I think some nice flourishes.
Yeah, there is some nice flourishes for sure.
I actually like the bigger battle. outside. 100%
agreed. Yeah. Yeah. But I just that one main fight. I just feel like the villain almost always loses himself or what he, what he wants to do. Like in the end, it's like almost he almost gets like mad.
Right. Like we'll get there in a second. Well, just get into spoilers and just talk about it.
Yeah. But I guess what did you think?
No, I mean, I'll just add to it in spoilers. So it's going to spoilers for what is this? What movie are we watching? Black Panther. Black Panther is starting right now. I know what I'm doing. I'm professional.
Yeah, very.
Serving justice to a man who stole your vibranium and murdered your people. Justice your king couldn't deliver.
I don't care that you brought Claw. Only reason I don't kill you while you stand is because I know who you are.
I lived an entire life waiting for this moment. Just to get here. Killed an American. Afghanistan. Iraq. I took life, my own brothers and sisters on this continent. And all this death. Just so I could use.
Alright, so so some of the special effects in those fight scenes, not very good. I'm talking about specifically when they're fighting in the train. You know what I'm talking about? Everyone's bitching about it. I noticed it too.
With the suits?
Yeah, when they have the suits on.
Okay.
Didn't really care about that very much. I'm surprised how much of their technology hinges on vibranium. That was a little bit surprising. It seems like it's going to be like a balance thing. I feel like depending everything on one resource, one type of element or whatever vibranium is, it feels like it's not that's the safest of moves, right?
Yeah, I don't know. To my understanding in the comics is like once we find out about Wakandans and how amazing they are, right? Mm-hmm. Is that they were running kind of short on vibranium. Or not like kind of short, but like the main mine of that they mine stuff from. They were like, yeah, like we know that this is going to be depleted in the next like decade or two. If we're going at the pace that we keep going.
Right.
So like there is that certain level of that.
Anyway, I don't know what to think exactly. But what I love about it is I feel like this movie is ritualistic. It has customs and rituals that we will never understand, and the movie doesn't even remotely care to explain to you. Like, you know, you think of the guy with the lip, the plate.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. I don't know. I'm just calling it a plate. The way they have to fight, the way how you become the Black Panther, the four tribes, the one that was excluded, but the one that comes in and the other one gets excluded. One plot point that I didn't like, that's a quibble, I guess, is, you know, Daniel Kaluuya's tribe, I'm just going to call him that because I don't remember his name in the movie. You know, he betrays him, right? He's the one who betrays T'Challa. So when he comes back from that mission where he was going to go get Andy Serkis, right, and he fails, and he's disappointed. I thought you were going to be different. I'm like, bro, you just tried. I'm like, what the fuck? Did you not see the footage or anything? You know, whatever. Maybe you didn't. I'm like, okay. And then he sees Michael B. Jordan come in into his fucking land, drops the body down and says, here you go, let me in. He's happy about that. He would rather than... He also, right with that, he starts going against his captain, I mean, the Black Panther, right? T'Challa. And it seems like, why didn't just T'Challa say, well, when he brought it up to him, like, this guy got him free from me. I had this guy. He broke him loose from me. You would have had him either way. So, like, he's just pretending to be your friend. Like, why didn't he say that? I don't feel like it's like a really dumb move and a dumb reason to betray your entire nation, or at least T'Challa, which was like the fan favorite for everyone. So, you know, everyone but him. Everyone liked T'Challa but him. You know? It seems weird. I don't know. It didn't seem like it made sense to me. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. I guess I had the same quabble over that.
Feels like, I mean, the whole battle... Because of that reason, because he wanted to avenge his father's murder, the Andy Serkis guy, and T'Challa didn't do it. Because the other guy, oh my god,
yeah,
it's driving me crazy.
Well, I fear that
it's like Bobby Peter to pay Paul. Like
I kind of let that one slide because that's at the point where T'Challa, as a king, fucking brand new king, like a couple days old or something, doesn't know how to handle that situation. Doesn't know how to explain himself. And doesn't know. Instead, he just makes a decision as a king, like as a king, and just says, "Well, no, like we're gonna let that go or whatever. We're gonna." Not even listen to this guy. And he like digs a bigger hole for himself because he doesn't know how to manage the situation. And that's something that he's still learning. So I kind of let that one slide a little bit. But I do agree that Daniel Kaluuya's, the Kaluuya's character does kind of just like...
I'm more against him.
But at the same time... But yeah, I do agree with you. But at the same time, he looks at it as like, well, the past, the same lineage of the father, right? And now the son... have both failed promises that they've made, right? And he's supposed to be, you're the Black Panther. You have all these abilities. You have an amazing suit. Like, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to get this guy, right?
Right.
And because of that reason, he doesn't. And because the Black Panther can't explain himself to him. So when he gets it delivered, he's finally been redeemed. His tribe, not only himself, but his tribe has finally been redeemed. That's, I think that's the bigger thing. And he sees it as more of a victory for that. That and you're letting in somebody, he probably also got to explain that he's son or something. Once he gets the son, I see the total, like, oh, he's also the lineage. Mm. So it should be let go a little bit. A little bit.
I think you...
There's more of an explanation there for me.
You explained a lot there.
Yeah, I know.
You were putting words into characters' mouths. Yeah, you were in their thoughts. No, okay, fine. I can see. I mean, obviously, if it didn't bother you, you can see that through it easier.
Sure.
But it bothered me.
It did bother me when it happened right there. But right. as the story does progress, it doesn't bother me as much.
I wish that, you know, there's that big, the centered action sequence is when Black Panther is in, they're in Seoul, right? Korea?
Yeah.
I think with the whole car chase scene and the whole thing in the casino itself.
Correct.
All of that was
espionage type scene.
Pretty fucking cool. It reminded me of Skyfall, motherfucker.
James Bond-esque scene.
Yes, that was good. Skyfall specifically because he goes to, I forget which Asian island. Anyway, I don't remember. And he goes there and there's a gambling thing and he has a fight scene and everything. Like
Komodo Dragon, right?
The Komodo Dragon one. Well, there's no dragons in this one, but you know what I mean? It's the same thing.
Yes.
And it's I just thought of that a lot, and it was very cool and very espionage-y. Anyway, so that's besides that scene, which was, I think, shot wonderfully and really cool action scene in general, I like the fake car simulator thing, the hacking thing that got going on.
It was great.
Pretty badass. Besides that, I don't think the action was that that entertaining and more, and it was just serviceable for sure, but I don't think it held a lot up against even other MCU movies, and they're not exactly known for action awesomeness. Not like, you know, because you got the Atomic Blonde and you got the Mad Maxes, you know, those are the stellar, right?
Sure.
And MCU has never really risen to that level, but they've also never been slouches, and I feel like this movie, you know, is somewhere in between it because it's not very dynamic, I think. Some of the action stuff, which goes along with the genre of the movie, because it's an action superhero movie. This feels, unfortunately, if someone asked me, hey, is this a big superhero movie? I'm like, no, I wouldn't even call it. I almost don't want to call it a superhero movie.
Yeah, what's good about the movie.
No, also. That's also its power. Sure. But I'm saying, though, because of that, it doesn't hold to the standards of the action sequences.
The big thing I like about this is the fact that the Black Panther, although he has these amazing abilities, superhuman strength and everything, mm-hmm. right? Naturally from this seed, right? This plant. But he, with the suit, like extra stuff, right, with the kinetic craziness and shit that's going on in the vibranium suit, he like everything he does is just for his country in the end, like, so the the stuff that he does, the missions, the little things, like even from the beginning of the movie when they go save those people because he's trying to get that girl, his girlfriend-ish person, like that's like a rescue hop, like he just does little ops, like things to help out in his country. In the end, he says the rule, like, the days of fighting are over. That's how evolved they are. Like, that's the way I see it.
Yeah, yeah.
The way I see it is, like, they don't need to fight. And, yes, they fight, but they mainly fight because they're outside of... They have to deal with the outside of the world where they're still very primitive in their... And everything.
Yeah.
In comparison. So that's why they don't almost have to fight. They're just out there. They only fight because they need to pick the next person in line. And obviously it shows strength and it's, you know, a smart thing to have.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
No, I love how close to the chest this country is.
Yeah.
It's insane. And the attention they did about that, it's totally worth it, worth the watch. It just makes this movie a different beast than MCU has been really does, this whole time.
Yeah.
Which is a good and a bad thing. I'm just saying bad only in the sense that I don't feel like they pay the attention that the genre that they're saying they're in. That's all I'm saying.
I get what you're
I figure it must be said. I'm not saying I'm not really big complaining about it, but it's a big deal in the idea of this. Especially with the Avengers coming up literally in a few months.
Yeah, so, for sure. Where we're about to get just craziness, yeah.
Yeah. And by the time this bonus episode comes out for the general public, that movie would have been out already. And probably that would be picked as a bonus. I don't know yet.
Yeah,
so it's going to be a big delay. Anyway, let's talk about the villain, Michael B. Jordan. Again, great actor. I'm not saying it's his best work or his worst work or anything like that. Doesn't matter. Point is that one of the very few bad guys I can relate to. I actually see his point of view.
Okay,
I can understand his point of view. Maybe like that, I don't necessarily agree with him, but I understand his point of view. And someone, because the movie opens up actually in the 90s in LA, Oakland, sorry, California, and just every time I think California, it must be LA, right? Anyway, it opens in the real world, right, in the 90s, and you feel like he is. Well, and they show you also he is one of those kids playing basketball. You know, you feel like the way he grew up is vastly, insanely differently than. Not even the royalty aspect of T'Challa, but just the very nature of how Wakanda is. And it's a polarizing black and white of it all.
Right, exactly.
And no, it's such a great villain.
I do agree on that point where you definitely get this this reason to hate Wakandans for being selfish, right? It's for being selfish and not wanting to help, not wanting to share what they have to the world, right? Yeah. Or at least to their fellow kind, which is the rest of Africa. Their fellow Africans.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big thing that he has a problem with because, you know, he lived in this complete austerity, poverty-driven neighborhood and city, right? And where he obviously sees the dominant people and they never help out, right? So why should... And then he sees now the Wakandans just the same, just like the white people. They never help out. They're like their own secluded, you know, elitists.
It totally makes sense.
Yeah, it totally makes sense.
You can
definitely see the argument. The problem is, like, you see that in the beginning, but you have to put those pieces together. And that's where my problem falls in.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Because they mention it with the father, but you never get the son until later, right?
You also don't get the sense necessarily that the father's teaching the kid exactly these things.
Exactly.
So that one weird flashback you get. You do get one.
Flashback?
When he takes over as king, as Black Panther, and they put him under.
Not necessarily a flashback. That's a thing where he.
That's a dream. Whatever. Sure. Not a flashback.
Yeah,
But it's the same setting, and he's a kid.
Right.
And
where he does read his father's notebooks and stuff like that.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And that is the one scene that we're supposed to get all the information from.
Right.
But like I said, it's almost like a dump information. And then that scene, along with the other, like, well, he was ex military, ex this, ex that, and he did. You know, decolonizing.
Yeah, he was Jason Statham in a bunch of movies because he's always
that's
background.
A really
he's like
good...
the background military CIA expert killer.
Sure.
He's actually him in the Fast and Furious franchise. That's what Michael B. Jordan is.
Yes.
Exactly what it is.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm with you on that, and I agree with that. One thing, what do you think was his biggest mistake?
Who, Michael B. Jordan?
Yes.
I would say is disrupting the nature of Wakanda too fast. He went and...
Okay, good. I was going to say, my thing was like, he came too fast.
He decided to go ahead and start...
He spent all this work.
Yeah.
And when he came down to the last minute, the last inning, whatever metaphor you want to put in here, he came too fast.
Yeah.
He did not enjoy it enough.
Right. It wasn't even about the enjoying part. He expected... them to act the same or react the same way, and they did for a little bit, right? But in the end, people came to their senses because they're a little bit more evolved, they're a little bit more civilized in the end,
right? And almost, but they almost aren't, because you see the
almost
scene they spend like 3 minutes talking to their royal guard commander, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes,
I forgot her name.
Okoye.
Okoye, is that her name?
Yeah, in the movie, yes.
Okay. Okoye.
Played by Danai, right?
Danai, yep. I think. Okay. I got like a little scared.
By the way, her outfit, are fucking amazing.
Oh, Jesus.
That's she had the best outfits.
Halloween,
she had,
yeah.
She had the best outfits.
That's, Halloween, my girlfriend's dressing up like her. I don't care. I can't do it. Anyway, so I think her thing, they spent a few minutes on her, like when the sister's like, you know, trying to say, hey, we got to get out of here. We got to save him. We got to take back the country.
Right.
I'm like, she's like, no, I follow order. Like, when she goes down that route, it makes me think, like, no matter how advanced they could be, they have a limitation
have
to
a limitation,
their
yeah.
own trust.
But is that human really limitation?
What's a human? No, that's no, a, it is a human thing.
Exactly. Right
and
there.
You can't help but think of something like, you know, Third yeah. Reich stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of their complaints are the same thing.
Way,
I just
yeah.
followed orders. You see a lot of that in other things too, in other people. In this country, you see that shit with police and shit like that. So, like, I'm not saying it's just one place, but I'm saying that you start seeing these. I saw, like, negative, like, ooh, this could turn really bad.
That is a negative.
And the
yeah.
idea that she was willing to go for that, you know, go that far for this long of a while before she came back
yeah.
is scary.
Yeah, it is.
Because this advanced country also almost fell for it.
Yeah, that like, is very scary. And that's something yeah. that, certain traditions that it's
right.
just like royal families in medieval
yeah.
times
right.
or all that other crazy stuff. Certain traditions that kind of F you over, that you should like they were there for a reason, right? But when something like this disrupts it and something this chaotic
yeah.
happens, like in the end, yes, it's all good and great for the nation of Wakanda, but this person obviously wasn't good for Wakanda, and that's something that shouldn't have been allowed, right?
Definitely.
In the end, I think free thought or critical thinking on their part should have been a bit more
inclusive.
More inclusive, yes.
It reminds me of an Rick and Morty
like
thing.
She should
where,
have been able to step down or something
when,
if she didn't want to be a part of that anymore.
Yeah.
Like or like just Royal Guard in general just backs away and they get a whole new guard or something.
Oh, even the garden scene, like burning the whole thing down. The
right,
special
but they, how do you like that? That's just not allowable. Like that's some certain things are sacred. Like,
yeah.
Like, king
Trump,
or not.
Trump can't
right,
really
Trump
take
can't,
down
right,
the White House.
Right, exactly. No, well, Trump
with.
Can't say, like, listen, we're going to disband the justice system.
National parks.
Like, yeah, exactly.
or something.
He can't just do that.
Like, no, he can't. Exactly.
Like, that's where certain things in
right.
place should be, you know, should be in place.
Right. I want to see what this Rick and Morty episode is saying where Jerry's like, you know, traditionally science projects are a father-son thing. And then Rick goes something like, well, scientifically, traditions are a stupid thing. It makes me think of this. Because practical thinking kind of bucks in the face of tradition like that. Because rituals and traditions, as important as they are to a culture or a set of people, there are limitations, rationally speaking, to them.
Which
that
is interesting
fail.
Because we have a person like that in this movie, and that's the sister.
Yeah, the sister is very much like that. Yeah.
The sister is completely like that.
Yes.
Because she really doesn't care about a lot of the stuff. Now, she does it to obviously like play nice to a certain extent, but in the end, she is very scientific.
Yeah.
And she does kind of hold true to her nature.
Yes.
Obviously, she has love for her brother because, you know, she's super biased in that aspect as the king, or for a while king and then king again. So like that's. Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, definitely. Anything else you want to see on this movie?
I mean,
there's a lot of things we haven't mentioned, but I don't know how important they are.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff.
We don't have to mention everything.
Yeah, just overall, the greatness that they can do with this vibranium, that you brought it up earlier, like it's just amazing what they do with all this crazy technology. A lot of it is very subtle. A lot of it's we don't need to explain it to you. And especially like that one thing with the communication, it's like it's great how it just worked together. Also, they put their hands together and it made it a bigger screen instead of two small screens.
Right.
Right. And it just made more sense. You want to see something clearer, right?
Yeah.
Put it together.
Definitely.
Like we do that with big TVs, right? But we don't, we think with just, what has to be in a TV form.
Right.
Like we're not thinking hollow or whatever that.
Whatever the hell that, whatever shape
exactly,
that is.
Exactly, yeah.
Very nice.
Exactly. Yeah.
I would be this. Who has the job? There's got to be like a team of people, like let's say 20 to 30 people out there whose job it is to think of. Like they have also thought of the technology for Blade Runner. They also have to think about the Black Panther technology. Okay, well, that come from this era, so what if they thought of this? Like, yeah. I'm not sure. I'm not saying it's the same people, but I feel like it is. I feel like the same people doing
it. The difference is Wakandans had their top men and women working on it. We didn't. That's the real fucking problem.
That's right. If they had the Ark of the Covenant, the Nazis would never have been anywhere near.
100%.
Top men. All right. So that is our review of Black Panther. Remember, check out our website at otherpodcast.com and check out next month for the next bonus. Until then, I am Oscar.
Ralph. And I do wonder how important the Wakandans are going to play a role in this next story, in this next Avengers movie.
Totally. I just thought of another point, even though we're exiting out. I'll just fucking say it. One thing I love about these movies lately, from like movies like Doctor Strange even, is that a lot of these movies are introducing mystical things in a wider sense. Like, there's always been movies about magic, and you think of Excalibur and shit like that. Sure. Even fantasy stuff or even science fiction. But like, the way this movie just balls out, goes into the whole idea of speaking to your ancestors, very Lion King, by the way, and speaking to your ancestors, and you think of Doctor Strange and the way they talk about the mystical arts and how the healing comes from the mind as well as the body and soul. Like, all this stuff has brought it into our consciousness. It's very, like, next level on this, the way we're just saying it. And we're saying it for entertainment reasons, but it's everyone seeing it.
Yeah.
And it's something kind of special.
Yeah.
I like it. Anything you want to say about that?
Agreed, no. Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yep.
Anyway, now for real. Bye.
Mr. Daniel? I'm finished.